We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
He is mad. He is crazy. Some say he never had any marbles at birth. Or maybe he's onto something. It's the Queery Cast with Larry Queery Rai. It's not fearless, just real talk. And now, here's your host.
Hi, hi, hello, and hey, hey, and welcome to this week's episode of the Queery Cast. The name is Larry. It's such a pleasure being here for yet another episode in which we talk about all the crazy things that happen across Zimbabwe and the continent, to be honest. And in the second half, of course, the first half, I'm going to do the news as usual. The second half, I'm going to talk about hustle culture. And what does it mean? Where are we going as a country? Because this is hustle culture that permeated the high zeitgeist and that sort of thing. So let's try and understand it. And then I'm also going to talk about how to forgive somebody with a dark past, like a terrible past, in the relationship segment that's in the final segment. But let's go through the news this week. The nomination court has opened, and on the 14th of June, and all sorts of things happened. I think the most dramatic thing was Priscilla Misirabwi Mushonga coming out and saying, you know what, she's wearing a sweater, because she was the election agent for Thokozani Kuphe, right? And she came out wearing a sweater that in the back was written Hure, which is like whore, right? And in the front it was written Me Too. So she was making a statement for how Thokozani Kuphe has been treated by especially members or alleged members of the Chamisa faction of the MDCT. But that name has been resolved in some way. The MDCT name now will go to Thokozani Kuphe, and Nelson Chamisa will be the MDC Alliance president and so forth. So yeah, that's pretty exciting. And by the way, Nelson Chamisa has got a new spokesperson I had on radio on ZFM Stereo this past week. His name is Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, and he's an interesting fellow. I don't know. I can't really comment too much on him since he was on my show or that sort of thing. Sad news this week is AC Lumumba. You know him, the firebrand politician slash political commentator. He lost his mum this week. And being somebody who lost their own mum, something that I sort of, you know, not even sort of, I just... Yeah, it's something that's really close to me, and I wish him the best. I wish him kindness and goodness for his soul through this difficult period, because losing your mom is one of the most toughest things ever. Just wake up one day and your mom is not there. So I understand. At least I can relate to what he's going through. I can't say I understand, because every individual experience is different. What we'll go through is completely different, but all we can do is hope that there is some kindness and goodness in the world for things of this nature. So going back into the rest of the news, the Chisipiti girls, did you see that the video of the Chisipiti girls were singing the kind of stuff that sang at football matches, and everybody's going out these beautiful these little girls and going like, oh, you know what, what's wrong with these kids? Oh, kids of today, and and saying all sorts of things about them, giving the impression that these kids are never going to become anything in life. And meanwhile, back in the ranch, I'm thinking, you know, who's raising these kids? It's the very same people who are being critical of them. It's the very same people who go to Dynamo's football club matches, and they're going to sing those songs. We're the generation that's influencing these kids. So we can't be sitting here judging kids for being kids. They were engaging in what I call age-appropriate behavior. At that age, you should be doing silly things. And the point of teachers is for discipline. And, you know, then going as far as, you know, treating these kids as if they're pariahs or anything like that. They're doing what people at that age do. Are there things that people who are in their 40s right now or in their 30s right now were doing certain things in school and they turned out all right? So all we need is just a situation where the school and so forth help them to come along, help them grow up and so forth. Rather than a situation where they're ostracized. What thing that was galling for me is not just the fact that there was a video that was taken to start with and that the video was leaked, but also there's so many adults that are spreading videos of minors. Okay, these are kids. We've got to remember that these are kids. You can't be sending videos of kids around no matter what. I don't believe that we should be treating kids as if they're grown-ups. There are certain ethics and standards across the world where you just don't share images of kids. And for me, this is just getting galling. I mean, it's just terrible. You can't share images of kids without, permission from their guardians. And we just need to get that in our heads. And maybe the grown-ups, it's time for the grown-ups to act like grown-ups. It's terrible. And speaking of pretending to be grown-ups, wasn't it cute the other day, Donald Trump and that Kim dude, Kim Jong-un, out in, Singapore for a summit, which resulted in some sort of agreement between Donald Trump and his new best friend, Kim Jong-un. It just looked cute. It's just like, yeah, you guys are so sweet. But the World Cup has started and, it's pretty fun stuff. The first match was between Russia and Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia had just get their ass handed to them. That's just what happened. And big news when it comes to the World Cup. I'm involved in what we call the Connect with Greatness campaign. It's the DSTV Fun Chat, Fun Analysis chat group competition. So if you want to take part in a competition, which you could join the likes of me, Simply Carol, the Kalusha Bwalia, aka DJ Cuppy, what else can I think of, a couple of other people, John Barnes, yeah, Basket Mouth, if you want to join us during World Cup matches, and where, you know, we'll be talking about football during World Cup matches, you can join us, right? And we can be, and you know, we just, you'd be like sitting in a pub, but it's on WhatsApp. Just go to ultimatefangroup.com and enter your DSTV smart card number as well as your name, and you could stand a chance of being part of this group. It's Larry, you're listening to the Quiddicast.
You can listen to the Quiddicast for free on iTunes or Iono FM. And don't forget to subscribe to the Quiddicast with Larry Quiddirai. It's not fearless, just real talk.
Yeah, so thanks a lot once again to Bonnie. She is just awesome. Bonnie does the voiceover for some of my links. You heard it right at the beginning and you heard it just on that break. So get in touch with me. The contact details will be there at the end of the show. You can get in touch with me on how you can get Engage's services. She's an amazing voiceover artist and that sort of thing. She's also a model. So, yeah, there's so many things that you can do with it. So just get in touch with me with the details right at the end of the show. Now, there's a hustle culture in which, look, Zimbabwe, the finances and so forth, the economy is bad. So what more often than not, what happens is that we all need to have like 3 or 4 hustles at the same time, right? And what happens a lot of the times is that sometimes you've got one hustle, which is your day job, and then you've got another hustle, which is your evening job. And sometimes in the middle of the hustle, you've got another hustle. So maybe to your workmates, you sell them certain products and so forth. And the reality of the situation is that you get people who have salaries of, say, you know, let's call it $300 a month. And by the expenses, because you've got extended family and you've got, all sorts of expectations. You need to be seen at certain places and so forth. And aspirations, at the end of the day, you need, your budget is more like $1,000. But for what you do on a daily basis, when you go to work, they can't give you $1,000 or won't give you $1,000, whatever the case may be. And, In essence, the real issue becomes, and based on those sort of circumstances, you know, with the goal getting and all that other stuff, the reality of the matter is, when you put all that together with the amount of hustle that you put in, the earnings are really low. You know, the amount of work. I know a lot of people work 18 hours a day. and they spend late nights doing baking or whatever the case may be. And you're sitting there and just wondering, why is it that we put so much energy into a lot of work and very little comes out? I think one of the key things is, I think, might not be the fundamental thing, is efficiency. And also not understanding how important your time is. So, for example, I know a guy who used to do a music show. And from the music show, he'd make like $2,000 a night. But you'll notice that throughout the week, he'd probably spend the equivalent, if you decided to mount their time and so forth, of probably like $5,000 preparing for the show. And now somebody could argue, like, you know, hey, that $2,000 could be spread, that $5,000 could, the earnings could be spread over a couple of weeks. But if you're doing it every week, then you need to understand that you're making a loss. And I say that a lot of the time. Someone was sitting, talking to me about the other day that, oh no, you know, I have to stand in the queue at a local bank in order to get access to money. And I say, you need to find more efficient ways of doing things. If you're sitting in a situation where now you essentially have to be physically present somewhere, you need to get to a point where you start charging yourself for services that you render to yourself. You need to understand that your time is not infinite and your time is a resource that needs to be charged for. And what you need to understand is that what you're doing is a contract between yourself and the work that you do. So the service that you give yourself, even if you're running a solopreneur type of situation, has to be equivalent to the amount of work you do. And also what you need to understand is that if you're doing a contract with somebody else, respect the contract, but do it in such a way that you're not having a situation where you are working 30 hours in a project that you build 2 hours for. So be efficient. You know, you can't go around creating a hustle that doesn't have accountability. And accountability is not just to clients that you work for. You get accountable to yourself. You got to account for the time that you put into whatever thing that you do. And when you start accounting for time, and this is the thing I think a lot of solopreneurs fall into, and it's a crevice that I fell into at some point in time, where you find that you're always busy and you have no time for anything else. You're always working. And there shouldn't be such a situation, because the reason we work is so that we can find pleasure. And given that sort of scenario, what you want to do is to realize that you need to then move away from a space in which there's so little pleasure being derived from what you do, to the extent that you essentially become miserable. And when most of the time when you're miserable, you don't necessarily make the money that you want to make. Now, I'll tell you, this is from personal experience. If you're living a miserable life, you just, whatever miserly earnings that you get, you'd be like, I'm okay with that, because you know what, my life sucks anyway. You know what I mean? So my biggest advice to you is respect your time. Don't spend too much time doing things that you don't have to. Use EcoCash, for example, or One Money, whatever the system that you use, to start making payments. So that, and make sure that, hey, look, if you're going to end up having to pay a premium for a service, the premium must not be your time. You shouldn't waste your time. And if somebody, and I'll tell you something before I go. If a client realizes that you don't respect your time, they're not going to respect your time. They realize that you go around the roundabout way of doing certain things. And given that scenario, what they're going to do is they're going to treat you the same way that you treat yourself. So in order to make sure your hustle works, make sure that you respect your time. It's Larry, you listen to the Creekcast. Bop 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 b As Larry, you're listening to the Criticast in the final segment. Let's talk about it. How do you forgive somebody with a dark past? Okay. I'm going to go extreme here. Okay. So you're having a conversation with your loved one, your guy, and they really reveal something that really troubles you. They tell you that when they were younger, they probably molested a boy or something. There's sorrow, there's shame, there's regret. And sometimes the revelation is cathartic for the person, but you deepen the relationship. And I suppose at some point you start saying to yourself, you know what, I don't think I know this person that well. What other secrets are they hiding? And we all do bad things, okay? There are a lot of people who are just never going to tell you that they did some crazy stuff at some point. But the question that becomes for you sometimes, why I used molesting a little boy as an example, because for most people that crosses a line. It's a line that just isn't crossed. It's a terrible line and that sort of thing. And it might be a case where this person ended up serving time, got arrested, or the case might be. So the question becomes, can you forgive and should you forgive? And if you decide to forgive, then how do you forgive somebody with a dark past? Now, first and foremost, the reality of the situation is you have to personally know what line you cannot cross, okay? It's a difficult decision, okay? Because the reality is you need to know what you can or cannot stand, because you cannot hold it against this person. In spite of what terrible thing they might have done in the past, the reality of the situation is it's in the past. And if there's no evidence that they're engaged in this sort of behavior anymore, it's not fair on them to keep putting it in their face. And if you feel that you cannot carry on, and one of the key things, the key indicators that I'll tell you that you want to be worried about if you might be not be so forgiving is if you start pulling away from them. So be ready to deal with a very difficult decision. You know, maybe you're gambling with your peace of mind and the sanctity of your home. You're worried about what if you have kids. Those are valid questions you ask that you never know what's going to happen. So the complexities of the situation, though, is down to how deep the relationship it is. What I'll tell you for a fact is if the person tells you what terrible things they did in the past, it's a good thing. They trust you and they're being honest. But you can't minimize your feelings. This is not to say you should minimize your feelings and your doubts that you're having. Your happiness and peace of mind are the most important things you need to deal with. And also the potential future of children that may come into the relationship. Now, the thing is, I would tell you straight off the bat, the first thing you need to do is you need to get someone to talk to, hopefully a therapist, to help you talk through how you're feeling. This is not together. This is one for you. The first therapist is for you. The second one is that the two of you then should meet, okay, with the therapist. Okay, understand the questions and feelings that you have. Help them fully understand the feelings that you get. And you also need to have a deep understanding of how this person dealt with their dark past. Did they talk to a therapist back then? Have they forgiven themselves? Because sometimes people have done terrible things, have not forgiven themselves. And more often than not, issues of forgiveness sometimes are reflected in, shown in things such as alcohol, drug abuse, you know, self-deprecating attitudes, self-destructive attitudes. So it might be a situation, if they haven't forgiven themselves, then you can't get whatever forgiveness you give them has nothing to do with them. But what I'll tell you is you need to work hard and dig deep to find the answers that both of you need. Once you have them, you'll be more equipped to make a decision. Now, it's a difficult road, this past, because the past is always based on perspective. So what's going to happen, what's going to happen is that whatever conversations are going to be had in the present are going to be seen through a rear view mirror. And both of you are going to try to amplify or sometimes minimize whatever's happening, whatever happened in the past. And the as bad as it sounds, as awful as that person's actions are, you need to take a step back, like I said right at the beginning. So the fact that it happened a long time ago, a lot of the details may be murky. And a lot of what they will tell you is based on their emotions as opposed to the fact. So they might sometimes amplify how sorry they are because they want to create a happy days type of relationship. How much you're going to hold someone accountable for their past comes up to a certain point. Ultimately, they're the ones who live with the horrors of the things that they passed. And, the things that you want to know, you can only know certain things up to a point. Oh, that's what I want to say. After that, there's nothing they can tell. I think that's one of the things I want to put. There's a point in the conversation that you need to understand that will have nothing to do with you. And there will be no answer that they're going to give you that will make you feel better. So given that sort of scenario, you will want to say, at this point, this is where I make my decision. But it's your call. The boundaries you draw are what you're going to have to live with. I've dated people with dark pasts, not quite that dark. But the reason I used that kind of situation is to create the gravity of what a dark past can be. It can be somebody who went to jail or whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, as I said, you have your own line in the sand and you have your own standards. But if you're trying to find a way to forgive, the best thing you're going to have to do is going to have the difficult conversations. You're going to have to push the boundaries. You're going to have to dig up a lot of information. And you also need to know that maybe as you get to the end of the information that you have, both of you are going to be different people because you're pulling out things from the past that may not be so comfortable for either one of you. And sores from the past that the other person may be pulling up. And when they come out, they might not be the same person that you were dating a couple of weeks ago. Or somebody had come to terms with some of the terrible things that they've done. Yeah. Heavy topic, I know. Yeah. But that's it for this week's show. My name is Lara Quiriraya. I'll be back with you next week on the Quiricast on Thursday. Get in touch with me on Larry@3-mob.com, 3-mob.com, and also go through on Twitter at Quiriraya with a white eye. Quiriraya with a white eye. I don't know why I say with a white eye. And also just look for me on social media, okay? Just look for Larry Quiriraya. Quiriraya's got a white eye. And also remember, the Quiricast is falls under Three Men on a Boat Publishing. As to where you can get the Quiricast, of course, it's on iTunes and on iono.fm. And you can get that information right at the end of the show. Catch me on ZFM Stereo on Mondays and Wednesdays between 7:30 and 8:30. And on Tuesdays between 8:30 and 9 p.m. Other than that, take care of yourself and the people that you love. And I've got a question, not a statement. Why do dogs like to go for walks? I really want to know. And do they know they're going for walks, rather? It's been Larry. It's been the Quiricast. Take care of yourself.
You can listen to the Quiricast for free on iTunes or Iono FM. And don't forget to subscribe to the Quiricast with Larry Quiriraya. It's not fearless, just real talk.